98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It is Thursday, the 22nd of January. It is lashing rain at the moment, but I have some good news. Today is the last day of the 10 darkest weeks of the year.
Guys, we made it. Well done, everyone.
So this all started on the 10th of November with the winter solstice then slap bang in the middle. Mm-hmm. And today, from today onwards, it's going to get brighter.
Excellent
stuff. So I think we need a bit of hope on the horizon, especially when you're looking out at all that rain this morning.
We do. I have a website open here which has the sunrise and sunset times for Dublin specifically.
Oh, great.
So this evening, the sun won't set till 10 to 5. And then by this day next week, the sun won't set until 2 minutes past five, and so on and so forth.
Oh, very good. That's a big jump in a week, isn't it?
That's a big jump in a week. Yeah, big jump in a week. And the sun's going to start rising like just after 8 every morning now as well.
Okay,
which is brilliant.
Okay, the grand stretch is on the way. And if you are in need of some winter sun, a new survey has revealed that Lanzarote is Irish holidaymakers' guaranteed sun destination, their favourite.
Go on, Lanzo. Have you ever been?
I've never been to Lanzarote.
Neither have I.
I've been to Brendan.
Tenerife.
Same.
Gran Canaria.
No, I haven't been to Gran Canaria, but Tenerife and Fuerteventura I went to.
I went to Fuerteventura. Very boring.
I went back
Jesus.
In the, it was the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I think it was really, I suppose, beginning its phase. It wasn't as built up as some of the other.
Yeah.
I think my parents got a good deal when I went, but apparently it's fab now.
Yeah, I haven't been in years. I went with Gav, who works here at 98 FM,
go
and
on,
our pal
Gav.
Emma. And we played cards, you know, on the terrazza.
How wholesome.
No, it was, and we were in our early 20s. No, it was, I was like, lads, I feel like I'm in a retirement village.
I was going to say, were you down doing the bingo?
Yes, we were. There was nothing else
Brilliant.
To do.
I love the entertainment they have in the holiday resorts, though.
There was a woman there, and we nicknamed her Kay Burley because she had the same haircut. She was trying to flog us aloe vera at the poolside.
I say she was. Brendan in his early 20s playing cards by the pool. Well, anyway, Lanzarote, lots of sunshine guaranteed.
Brilliant, but not much entertainment. I come with some really good news this morning from many, 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 many years because I used to work there, so I know this from the other side of the counter.
Yeah.
People, McDonald's fans, have wanted McDonald's sauce in dip form to dip your chips into.
Which sauce?
You know the sauce that comes on the Big Mac burger.
Oh, the Big
Sorry,
Mac
I
burger
forgot to say,
sauce.
I forgot to say Big Mac. The Big Mac burger sauce. People want in a dip.
So you can get that now.
They've been calling for it for years. Now you can get it.
Oh, delicious.
I had it myself the other day. It comes in the little pot, the same as you can get the barbecue, the sweet and sour, the curry.
Oh, lovely.
I fear, friends fear, it's for a limited time only. Oh. It's on what they're calling a secret menu.
Okay.
But for right now, in Dublin, you can get a Big Mac sauce to dip your chips into in McDonald's.
Brendan, out of interest, what did you dip in said sauce?
I dipped chips and I dipped a nugget.
Yeah. Would you ever eat a bit of the burger and then dip some of the burger in too?
Patrick did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have done.
Delicious. Good to know. It's getting brighter and you can get Big Mac sauce. So
it's
good
all
news.
Go.
It's all go.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We cannot wait to see what happens in the Traitors tonight. The final of this year's series is on tomorrow. And we thought we wanted to have a chat with somebody who knows exactly what it is like to be inside that castle in Scotland. Good morning, former Traitor star Anna Duke. How are you?
Good morning and happy semi-final day.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that we're at that point of the series. Anna, first of all, what have you thought of this series? Because yours was so good last year. What have you thought of watching it?
I am obsessed with the series. Like, I think it might be one of the greatest series ever. The amount of twists and turns. I also loved how we got a go of kind of playing the game at the start with the secret tracer. I wish that went on a little bit longer.
Same.
But I also loved how difficult it was, you know? Everyone always says the faithful are so silly and no one could figure it out.
No.
Yeah, no, you're completely clueless when you're watching with the secret traitor. If you were in this year's series right now after watching last night's episode, what do you think is the kind of most critical thing for both faithful and traitor to do at this point?
This is a really difficult point. So if I was Rachel, I actually think I would just take out Faraz.
Really?
Oh yeah, because he said he was suspicious of her just before the end of the episode last night.
Yeah, like, sure, it's going to bring, like, both options are going to bring suspicion onto her.
Yeah.
But I just don't, like, I think if she's kind of damned if she does, damned if she doesn't.
Yeah.
But at least if she takes him out, he's the person who has the most, formulated argument against her at that round table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a really hard one to call. Initially, when I watched it, I thought, oh my God, she should just take out Roxy. But then there's also the argument of, like, why is Faraz still here? Which I know everyone hates when people say that, but you kind of have to say that in the game.
Yeah.
Because
everyone
is there at that point for a reason.
Yeah.
You're either there because you're totally clueless, or you're there because you're a threat.
Yeah,
so
true.
It's kind of figuring out which one you are. I think if she takes out Faraz, she could play the whole thing of I'm being set up, mm-hmm. which has worked really well for a lot of people this season.
Everyone's just like, oh, I'm being set up. Yeah, that's basically the defense.
You totally see how each season impacts the next one. You know, I really felt like on our season, everyone kept saying to us, why do you all keep saying, why am I still here? But we were all saying it because the prior season, Molly had been kept in the game because she had really trusted Harry.
Yeah.
So we were all thinking that was all in the back of our mind. Whereas I know chatting to some of the Irish cast from the Irish Traders, they said that the first person they eliminated, I can't remember her name at the minute, I'm just having a bit of brain fog, the older lady, they said they eliminated her because, like, a lot of the reason was because of Linda in our season. So you see how different games impact the game. And I'm thinking, this game, we've seen so many times people have been set up that's why I think they all keep saying, I'm being set up and it's working. Whereas other times people didn't really buy it as much. And, you know, then traders often do set the faithful up. So I think Rachel could use that argument, and then she won't have someone who, she's going to have a vote from Faraz anyway at the table. So
yes.
I just think at this point, when there's so few people left, just eliminate him. That's what
him.
I would do.
That's a clever play. Yeah, it's interesting, the series, we've had two OG traitors kind of make it this far together. They have an alliance. They've said that they're not going to put each other's name down at
but
the round table.
The
can't you? So
oh my God.
What do you think is going to happen now, Anna? Like, do you think that it's going to be a traitors or a faithful win? Do you think, what's going to happen
it's
at this
so
point in your opinion?
Well, the magic of the game is you actually never know what's going to happen. You can't predict the movements of five different people, especially five incredibly paranoid people, because you need to remember at this point, people are so paranoid. You can see the stress setting in. Like, they're all sleep deprived. They're all paranoid. They've only been allowed to talk about one topic now every day for near 4 weeks. So oh my God, they're cracking up, like, and you could see it. Roxy especially is making me laugh so much. I love when she was presented with, like, the most logical answer, and she's like, remove me from the game, please. I can't play anymore.
Yeah. We've seen a few people crack, you know, Harriet, Fiona, you know, the emotions are running high at this stage. What is it from you being in there? What is the pressure like? How intense is it?
It's so intense, right? You forget the outside world exists. You forget it's a game. It becomes your whole world. A massive part of it is sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Like, you have so few hours to sleep. It's incredible. You're so, like, you have to be so social. Picture yourself at a party every single day.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's like. And it's like
a lot
4 weeks where you, and you have to chat. Like, there's no option not to chat. Like, you get time where it's like called flood the castle time, where it's like you have to go and chat to people for hours, and you're only really allowed to chat about one topic.
Yeah.
So, like, just the way that drives you insane is incredible. You're never allowed to know the day. You're never allowed to know the time.
What?
You're living. Yeah.
And obviously no phone, no contact with family or friends.
You know, the best way to explain it is, you know, the time between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
The way no one's checking the date, no one's checking the time, because we're all off.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly you start to lose track of what day it is,
yeah,
what time it is. I kind of like, but imagine that for 4 weeks. It's just like
that would mess with your head.
It's wild,
because you start to be like, have I been here? How many days? And you start trying to add them up, but then you're like, was that a Wednesday or was that a Thursday?
You wouldn't know.
And you don't. You're living in a weird world. So you can see, so I think the traitors are going, like, as much as I would love a duo traitor win, I don't think it's going to be like that game Golden Balls with Snatcher Steel. Like, I think Stephen is actually going to be the one to turn on Rachel.
Wow.
She has turned on every single traitor so far. We do need to remember that. Rachel's not done that. It looks like Rachel is the mastermind behind the pair of them, I believe.
It looks like that, yeah.
Yeah, she's got them this far, I think, her intelligence
think
and
so
FBI too. Training.
The FBI training. Oh, is gas. I actually love her. I think
I've never rooted
for a traitor. I mean, she's Irish as well, so I was kind of rooting for her before the start. However, I am terrified for her husband. I'm like, the way that this woman can manipulate everyone.
Yeah, she truly is so intelligent. And come here, Anna, if you were ever asked to go back in for like an All-Stars Traitors or maybe celeb version, the Irish one, perhaps,
well,
would
Rachel's
you go back?
Rachel's blowing me out the water. I think Rachel might have blown me out the water as like Irish contestant. I don't want credits to that girl. But obviously I would go back in. But I think every year you can see the game gets harder.
Yeah.
The people get more hardcore. Like, think of the people on season one. Like, they were so nice. Like, Alyssa, our Irish trader on season one, when Chapter 9 she was in Trader, was in blood.
She was.
You know, whereas Rachel, I'm like, I haven't even seen that girl come close to tears once.
It changes every year. Anna Duke, thank you so much for the insightful information. We cannot wait to see how the Traitors ends. Cheers for talking to us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Sequins and Glamour.
Traitors Cloaks.
And a heavy lash.
98FM.
The heavy lash is very essential for playing Matchy Matchy, or for hosting Matchy Matchy every morning. The most glamorous game show on the radio. Your chance to win massive prizes. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to the soundproof booth. I haven't been in a while.
No.
Say the same three words as one of us, and you will win yourself all of these as presented by AI Us.
Do you want to look as fabulous as I do?
That won't be hard.
Get glam with this Dyson Airwrap.
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
Race away with this motor racing voucher.
Eat cheese.
Light a designer candle.
Spend a 200 euro grocery voucher.
Live your best soup life with this soup maker.
Ooh.
And it's time to feel your best with this massage gum.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
A bit to the left, a bit to the left.
I love the way one of the prizes is just eat cheese.
It's a fancy cheese board,
yeah,
isn't
lovely,
it?
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we've been playing this for quite some time. Hopefully today we can finally get a winner. And we have Cassie in Binglas on the line. Cassie, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Cassie, who have you got with you this morning?
I have Callie.
Callie.
Good morning.
Oh, very good. Good morning. Cassie, do yourself and Callie listen to Matchy Matchy most days?
We do, yeah, every morning.
Oh, thank you for listening to Matchy Matchy.
No problem.
And come here, Cassie, what are your plans for the day? You're on a day off?
I'm a day off, yeah, so I'll go on shopping with my
sister. Oh, very good. What? Anything in particular you're shopping for, or just having a browse?
We're just having a day out, yeah.
Lovely. Bit of lunch, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be brilliant. Have you guys decided who you'd like to play with this morning?
Yeah, we're
going to
play with Brendan.
Oh, thank you so much, Cassie and Callie. I'm actually thrilled.
Right. Brendan after the hard sell. He's off to the soundproof booth. Okay, Cassie and Callie, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. We've been playing this game for months now, actually. Right. Your first word. Bath.
Bath.
B-A-T-H.
Bath bomb.
Your second word, west.
West. West coast.
And your third word this morning on Matchy Matchy, Ken.
Ken.
What do you think of when you hear the name Ken?
Callie said Barbie.
We're doing Barbie after Ken. So we've got Bath Bomb, West Coast and Ken Barbie. Are you guys locking those in?
We're locking them in
and we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. I'm sure he had the time of his life. You're back. How are things in there?
Good. Randomly, there was just a pineapple on the high stool in the soundproof booths.
Very strange.
I know. I don't know what that was about.
Okay, Brendan, time for Matchy Matchy. First word, bath.
Bath. Bath. Time.
Your second word, west.
Life.
And your third word, Brendan, is Ken.
Ken Doll.
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Cassie and Callie in Finglas? To match at all.
No.
The guys went for Bath Bomb, West Coast and Ken Barbie.
Oh, very good.
Guys, all your answers were all brilliant. But sadly, not to be this morning. Cassie, we'll send you out some 98FM goodies.
No problem. Thanks.
Cheers,
so much.
Cassie. Have a great day shopping.
Enjoy the shopping.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, Westlife was excellent,
Brendan.
Oh,
thank you so much. Bath Tub was the other option. And I was thinking Ken Barbie, but I thought Doll.
I was thinking Ken Barlow.
Ken Barlow was brilliant. Yeah, I was going to say Barbie, but I went with Doll.
It wasn't to be, but maybe tomorrow we'll finally get a matchy-matchy. If you would like to play WhatsApp matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Okay, Brendan, you got something on the way this morning for everyone who's a bit fed up with the state of the world.
Yes, call it a public service. It's on the
Very
way in the
good.
Next few minutes. First, though, I want to start with something that I spotted that I think is genuinely really, really cool. There's a stretch of road in Hungary where if you drive at the exact speed limit, the road will sing. Right?
What?
So when they built this road, it's called Road 67, engineers carved precise grooves onto the tarmac using white road paint. So you know, a bit like if you're driving and you drive on the white line by accident or onto the cat's eyes and it kind of goes, it makes a boom, 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 boom. So it's a similar
instrument.
It's a similar idea, right? But they painted it in a way that the tires going over it like will make a tune. A
certain speed.
Yeah, so the grooves are spaced really carefully so that only when you're doing the exact speed limit that you'll get the full song.
That's
right?
One way to stop people from speeding.
Isn't it? So if you go too fast or if you go too slow, it'll all be off tune or whatever. So picture yourself driving in the car on this road. Just before you come up to the lines, there are like giant musical notes painted in the white road paint on the road. And then you hit the thing at the right speed limit. And here is what it sounds like, recorded from inside one driver's car. It's a few seconds now of gearing up. You're probably passing a musical note now.
So catchy, isn't it?
And so that's just the noise of the tires.
That
going,
is
going over the lines.
Wild. Gas!
It's a really good way to make people drive at the right speed.
Yeah.
We should get
Would
it
you get
here.
Sick of it after a while though on your daily commute?
Do. Yeah, no, not every day. Put it on a scenic route. You know, just once in a while.
Like none of that now,
done. None of that, thanks very much. Finally this morning, Trump has lost the plot.
They called me daddy.
Elon and Michael O'Leary are scrapping.
As anybody with teenage children would know, I don't need to go outside to be insulted.
And the Beckhams are having the biggest family bust up since Pam Shipman had one too many at Christmas.
You couldn't wait
six
could
months
right from day one. You got your clothes
six
in
months
and now you're trying to take him away.
There is, it's safe to say, a lot going on in the world right now.
Yep.
Almost enough to make you want to run to a faraway land and never face reality ever again. Well, that is exactly what's been offered at one retreat in Malaysia.
Oh.
A resort there has just opened a brand new retirement home.
Yeah.
Specifically for Gen Zs.
Gen Zs!
A Gen Z retirement...
What about us millennials?
I know. A Gen Z retirement home. The retirement home for young adults, it's aimed at those who've had enough of the quote-unquote hustle culture and are feeling burnt out. It's just opened on 8 acres of greenery and its first month is already fully booked.
Is it?
Yeah, the company says bookings are open to Gen Zers struggling with work pressures, rising living costs and constant hustle. Now, it'll cost around €370 a month, right?
Yeah.
Which is not cheap. However, it comes with accommodation, daily meals, and the freedom to live without schedules, goals, or 9-to-5 stress. So
you're
it's
not working.
You're not working.
You're getting fed and you have somewhere to live.
Yeah. So you can sleep when you want, they say, hang out in nature, do light activities or nothing at all. There's no structured routine, productivity expectations, and no pressure to perform. Just a low-demand environment designed as an escape from life's non-stop grind.
Yeah.
More importantly, there are cute dogs.
Dogs as well.
They've got dogs there as well.
You're really selling this to me this morning, Brendan.
The Gen Z Retirement Home is the brainchild of a company that already runs a retirement village for older people.
Yeah.
Some of their catchy lines for their new service include: be a happily useless person for a month, a place that allows you to lie flat, and disappear from your current life.
Very good.
That is Brendan's bit.
Oh, wow.
Sounds a bit too good to be true.
Oh. We'll be heading off to Malaysia. You could be if you win the cash machine tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, 370 a month. You'll be there for a while.
What happens if you're not Gen Z?
I don't think you're allowed in.
Oh, no. I need to start the moisturiser and the SPF.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.